In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Praise the Lord. I am disappointed. I cannot lie, and I cannot hide my feelings. I am disappointed that we did not get Romney as a president. But you know what? I am speaking to God's people as the remnant of the remnant that needs to buck up for Jesus, really. To really give our lives to Jesus, so that we can shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. That is what God calls us to in the midst of trouble, to shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. I tell you, my friends, I heard on the news yesterday that 20% of the people in the United States have no faith, have no religion. 20%. And then if we look at the religious, how many of them are Christians? How many of us are Christians? But the Lord speaks to us today. He says, "Beloved, beloved, you are to shine like a star in this crooked and perverse generation. And I will open for you the gates of heaven." Let me tell you, you know, we know that Mr. Obama is for killing children. He is for homosexual marriage. We know that Mr. Obama is for these terrible things that we as Catholics and hospitals need to provide abortifacients. We know that he's for these terrible things. And you say, why was he elected? And I'm going to tell you why. Because God's people don't know A from B. And God's people don't know A from Z. In Massachusetts, which is a Catholic state, I am sure that most of the Catholics voted for Obama. And again, it's not the color of his skin. It makes no difference what color your skin is. It makes a difference what your platform is. And if you remember the Democratic convention, if you remember it with me when they said, "Shall we take God out of the words?" People wanted God out of the words, out of the platform. And they also wanted Jerusalem out of the platform. I'm telling you, friends, this is a time when God's people need to shine like stars in this crooked generation. And how do we do that? By keeping our eyes fixed upon Jesus. By keeping our eyes fixed upon Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. If not, we're going to go down in not victory, but down in defeat. And it is time for God's people to shine because the days are terrible. The days are terrible. We cannot expect anything from the world. The world has nothing to offer us. We get our power from on high. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and throughout the ends of the earth. What does the church need, all the churches? What do we need in this post-election? We need revival. We need that God would pour out his Spirit upon us in such a way that people would be drawn to repentance, that people would be drawn to the cross, that people would be drawn to forgiveness of sin, that the blood of Jesus would cover people and take away sin. Oh, yes, that the confessionals would be crowded. That's what we need. You see, it's not a prayer group that we need. We need revival when God acts sovereignly. When God acts sovereignly. I saw that at the Cenacle so many years ago, the revival of God's people. But my question is, where are all the people who came to the Cenacle in 1970, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, and 80. Where are God's people now? Thank God there is a remnant. And I tell you, it is the remnant that is faithful to God that will save this planet, because God looks for the faithful. It's impossible to please God without faith. I want you to hear that again. It's impossible to please God without faith. And a couple of days ago, we asked the Lord to give us the faith of a mustard seed. And we need to water that faith with the Word of God. We need to water that faith with the presence of God. I'm telling you, my friends, shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. And you do not have to try to shine if you belong to Jesus. If you belong to Jesus, by your very presence you shine. By your very presence. You see, the stars don't have to try to shine. The stars shine by their very nature. And we, as God's people, better shine by our very nature, that people would know who we belong to, that we belong to Jesus Christ, and that we've given our life to Him, and that there's only one way to God, and that is through the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. There is only one way to God, and that is through Jesus Christ. I am the way, He said. I am the truth, and I am the life. So Mr. Obama is for everything that we are not for. He is for abortion till the last moment. He is for homosexual marriage. He has a health plan that the Catholics are going to have to buck him, because we will not agree with his ways, that we have to supply abortifacient birth control and any kind of birth control, and also killing of children, abortion. So let me tell you, shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. Okay, let's look at the crooked and perverse generation that we belong to. We belong to that generation that says a man and a man can marry. A woman and a woman can marry. That's perverse. We belong to a generation that says, you know, it's a woman's choice. I would never have an abortion, but it's a woman's choice. Let me tell you, is it a choice that people send their children to school? It's not a choice. It's a law. It's a law. Abortion is not a choice. It's the killing of the innocent. It's the raping of the women. It's to put people in guilt all the days of their life. That's what abortion does. And then forcing the Catholic Church and other churches to use instruments that are not part of our faith. And you see, I'm going to tell you, he's going to be, you know, harder this time. He's got 4 years to rule as a king, not as a president. He's got 4 more years to rule as a king. And I'm telling you, we have no idea what's going to happen during these 4 years, but I do know one thing. The Lord is my help and my salvation. Whom should I fear? Hallelujah. The Lord is the refuge of my life. Of whom should I be afraid? Hallelujah. It's all about hiding ourselves in Jesus. It's all about keeping our eyes upon Jesus. It's all about knowing that we are the remnant and we pray for revival. Revival is not just a prayer meeting. Revival is when people come into the prayer meeting, that their lives are changed, that the Holy Spirit convicts them of sin, that there's repentance going on, that they're being drawn by what God is doing, that God is acting as only God can act. And you know what? I'm telling you, we need revival. That is the only thing that's going to keep this country in the hands of God. You must know that this country is a covenanted country. We covenanted with God that this would be His land. And you know what? Mr. Obama is not for that. He is for those people that worship Allah. He is for Muslims. He would not even state that when that psychiatrist shot all those people in the service, that this was a terrorist attack. He said it was a work work attack. No, it was a terrorist attack. What happened recently, it's another terrorist attack. I'm just telling you that he will not tell the truth. He favors Islam to Christianity. He favors Islam to Christianity, and that's just the way it is. And he has the right to do that. But you know what? Christians need to do this. They need to get close to Jesus Christ. They need to pray for the president. Yes, we need to pray for him, that God would change his heart for our sake, and if not for the sake of anyone else, but for the sake of the remnant, that God would change his heart for the sake of the remnant, because God can do that, because he's God Almighty. He's God Almighty, and he is sitting on the throne. He hears and answers prayer. He's God Almighty. Almighty God is who he is, and he loves us. He loves us. He loves us, and he has a plan for us. Yes, in your old age, he has a plan for you. In your young age, he has a plan for you, but you need to take up that plan. You need to incorporate that plan in your life. You need to become that plan that God has for us, so that we would shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. This is very, very real, that we are called to shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. And I'm telling you, if Christians don't shine, then there is no light. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. And we are the light of the world only because we are borrowed light from Jesus Christ. We are borrowed light from Jesus Christ. We believe that Mary is the moon. What does that mean? The full moon. She has incorporated, by the grace of God, the full light of Christ. She has only borrowed light. Hallelujah. You know, we have half moons walking away around. That's better than nothing, I'll tell you. A half moon is very good in the dark. A half moon would light up the dark, I'm telling you. A half moon is great. A quarter moon is good. I'm telling you, the more we offer ourselves to Jesus, the more we become more full, the more we become more like our mother Mary. Jesus Christ, of course, is the Son. He is the Son. And there is no other light but Jesus Christ. The rest of us are borrowed light, including Mary. We're borrowed light. But Jesus Christ is our light. Yesterday, I heard that a pastor said that Jesus rebuked his mother. And I know the scripture. The scripture is, when a woman calls out, blessed is the womb that gave you birth, and blessed are the breasts that gave you nourishment. Jesus said, more blessed is the person who hears the word of God and who keeps it, who does it. Well, let's look at Mary. In Nazareth, she heard the word of God, and what did she say? Let it be done unto me according to thy will. She heard the word of God, and she did it. At Bethlehem, she heard the word of God, and she gave birth to a firstborn son and laid him in a manger. Mary heard the word of God and did it. Then we see when Jesus gets lost, she finds Jesus and teaching among the doctors and listening to them. She heard the word of God and did it. Then at Cana in Galilee, they have no wine. What is that to me, woman? Do whatever he tells you. That's what Mary says. Do whatever he tells you. She heard the word of God, and she did it. And then at Calvary, neath the cross of Jesus, stood his mother. Yes, his mother. Well, the disciples all left but John. She heard the word of God, and she did it. And then she's in the upper room. They were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brethren. Hallelujah. And his brothers. I'm telling you, friends, Mary is the full moon, but she is only borrowed light. Hallelujah. Borrowed light. I am only borrowed light. Jesus Christ alone is the sun. We are the stars that shine in this crooked and perverse generation. We are the light that this world has. We are Lumen Gentium. We are the light of the people, the light of the nations. Let me tell you, if there is no light in the church, then there is no light. If there is no light in the church, then there is no light. Yes, yesterday I went to vote, And when I went to vote, two ladies came up to me. They said to me, "We heard you've been sick." I said, "Thank God I'm doing so much better." And one lady said, "We came to your healing service that the Sodality had, the women's club in Winthrop." And she says, "I'm walking better." She was one of the ladies that didn't believe in healing, and God healed. It's wonderful. Then the other lady said, "I'm going for tests this week. Can you pray for me?" And so in the voting booth, I prayed for her. I'm telling you, my friends, shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. No matter what anyone says, we are to shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. Today, my friend came. He comes every Wednesday. He has two tumors in his head, and the doctors have stopped all chemo and all radiation. They really sent him home to die. Today he came, and he was ecstatic. I said, "What are you ecstatic about?" He said, "I go to Mass every morning. I receive Jesus in the Eucharist. I hear the Word of God, but I never can repeat the responsorial psalm. I cannot repeat it. I cannot remember it. Today I remembered the response," and they told me what the response is. I said, "Isn't that wonderful?" He said, "It's more wonderful than you could ever know, that today I remembered the response, and I didn't have to say I don't know it." He says, my memory is getting better. My memory is getting better. Hallelujah. Well, the poor man has or had two tumors in his head, and the doctors have sent him home to die. Isn't that wonderful that he knows where to come to when doctors have said to die, that he would come to us and we would have the privilege of praying for him? And today when he came, I just wasn't in the mood to pray. I'm going to tell you the truth, because of what happened with the election. But you know what? Being in the mood or not being in the mood, that's life. I just go and pray anyway. And he had a powerful experience today. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be in the mood to reach out and touch somebody. You don't have to be in the mood when somebody's drowning to go after them and to take them out of the water if you're a lifeguard. You don't have to be in the mood. You just have to do your job. You have to do what God called you to do. That's what you have to do. You don't have to be in the mood. No matter what mood you're in, it makes no difference. When God called you to do something, you go and do it. It's as simple as that. And whether you feel it or don't feel it, you know, it's not about feelings. It's about faith. We are saved by grace through faith, and we are called to do the works of God that he has already restored and has in store for us, that he has already created. I'm telling you, you don't have to be in the mood to be a Christian. You can have a hard day and still reach out to people and pray. And if no, they're not learning anything else from us, they're learning that they can pray. The people can pray in the Stop and Shop. The people can pray in the voting booths. The people can pray wherever they are. When people ask them to pray, you pray right on the spot. You say, "But I've never done that before." I don't care if you've done it or haven't done it. You have to start doing it. You know why? You have to shine like a star in this crooked and perverse generation. You're part of the remnant of the remnant. You are to be faithful to Jesus Christ. We need to pray for revival. And revival is more than a prayer meeting. Revival is when they come into the prayer meeting, they are convicted of sin by the Holy Ghost, and they give their whole life to Jesus. We need revival, Lord God. Our parish needs revival. Our church needs revival. Lord Jesus Christ, pour out your Holy Spirit. We come to you saying, we are thirsty. We are dry. We need the outpouring of the Spirit. We need the early rains that come in October, November. We need the latter rains that come in the spring. We need the two rains to come upon us. Rain. Not physical rain, but the rain of the Holy Spirit. We are in need of the rain of the Holy Spirit. We are in need of Jesus Christ to make himself known to people. We are in need of a people that shine like stars in this crooked generation. And then he tells us, you know, how do you do it? Have this mind among you, the mind that was in Christ Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, he did not count himself equal to God, a thing to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself. We do it by emptying ourselves, taking the form of a slave, being humble still. He dies on a cross. Therefore, God has exalted him and gave him the name above every other name, so that the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord, not Romney. Jesus is Lord, not Obama. Jesus is Lord, not Father Tom. Jesus is Lord, not the Pope. Jesus is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus the Lord is Lord. But we are called from the Pope to me, you know, to the least of the brethren. We are called to shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. That means we get close to Jesus because we're borrowed light. We're like the moon. We're borrowed light. We're like the Blessed Mother. We're borrowed light. We need revival. Father, in the name of Jesus, we don't even know what revival is. But I ask you to pour out revival upon the whole church. That there are priests today that are doubting, I ask you to give them faith. I ask you, God, to raise up a worldwide ministry through us. Lord Jesus Christ, you know that I've stopped going from place to place. I'm only in Boston. Lord, raise me up to go to the world one at a time. Raise me up to do what you call me to do. Raise me up to do signs and wonders and miracles. Raise me up to be your faithful servant. Raise me up to be anything you want me to be. Father, pour out your Spirit upon all those who listen to me. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon them. They need you as much as I need you. And if you're weak today, when is in our weakness, he is most strong. In our weakness, he is most strong. In our weakness, we shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. Again, the stars don't try to shine. By their very nature, they shine. In the name of Jesus, pray with me. Father, Father, I need you. I need you. Cover me with the blood of Jesus. Cover me with the blood of Jesus. I repent of my sins. I repent of my sins. I'm going to confession. I'm going to confession. I surrender my life to you. I surrender my life to you. I give you everything I am. I give you everything I am. All my troubles. All my troubles. All my heartaches. All my heartaches. All my joys. All my joys. All my sufferings, all my sufferings. Heal me by the blood of the Lamb. Heal me by the blood of the Lamb. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. 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 Oh, fill us with the Holy Spirit. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Much more. Fill us with the Holy Spirit. And we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm talking about the days of glory that will start tomorrow night. And daysofglory.org, you can go to the World Wide Web and find out about it. Daysofglory.org, daysofglory.org. And it's going to be wonderful. We're going to be worshiping the Lord. We're going to be praising Him. We're going to be hearing words from people, from anointed speakers. I'm telling you, we need this. We need to come together, especially during this time. In this crooked and perverse generation, we are to shine like stars. We are to shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. We must be God's people. We must be God's people in this crooked and perverse generation. Days of Glory are from the 8th of November until the 11th. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Daysofglory.org, daysofglory.org. And I ask you to please help me in this ministry. You listen every day. You know, I have people that listen by podcast, and you know, they don't write to me. They receive, but they don't send anything. And you know, no donation is too small. I'm not into telling people, you've got to send me this, or you've got to send me that. No, whatever God tells you to do. Mary said, do whatever he tells you to do. Do whatever he tells you to do. So please, please, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, write to me. You haven't written in a long time. Some of you have never written. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills and maybe go on more stations. You see, it's up to God. It's totally up to God. It's not up to me. We do what we can do. That's all we could do. You know, if I'm on 10 stations, those are the 10 stations that hear me. They're the 10 stations that listen to me. They're the 10 stations that are part of my congregation. You are part of my congregation. My congregation out in the world, who listen to me in your cars, who listen to me as you are walking, who listen to me in your kitchen. I have children that were raised with in season and out of season, now in college. They used to go to kindergarten. Their mothers would drive them to kindergarten, and they would be listening to Father Tom because they had the afternoon session. You know, I'm telling you, God has done great wonders through this little radio broadcast, and it's little. It's not worldwide other than the World Wide Web. God has done wonderful things through this broadcast. I will never know what he has done until I see him face to face. So please write to me. Send me a gift so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And we pray for the remnant of the remnant in the name of Jesus, that we would shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation, that we would empty ourselves and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, send revival. We are in need of revival. We are in need of Jesus Christ as Lord, and he convicts people of sin, and they get healed and everything. Bless us, Lord. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.